Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Agent Spotlight, a special edition of the Power Is Now online radio. My name is Eric Lawrence Frazier. Thank you for joining us today online and on the telephone. It's another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is also a great day to talk with Donnell Spivey, broker owner with Exit Spivey Professional Realty, and also the president-elect of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I'm excited about this interview and the great things we're going to learn from Donnell Spivey. Today's show is being sponsored by Prime Lending, a Plains Capital company. Prime Lending is a nationwide bank. Go to primelending.com and locate a mortgage consultant in your area and tell them that Eric Frazier at The Power Is Now sent you. Well, folks, we're just a few minutes away to start this interview. Please tell your friends that if they want to know how this very successful agent is making it happen, they should join The Power Is Now now. Online or by telephone, right now. For those of you who are new to The Power Is Now online radio, the name and slogan The Power Is Now suggests that we maximize our potential for success in business and life when we act on information and opportunities now. The present is our future, because the future is only a reflection of past decisions to act now. So what that means is that we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's our slogan and theme of The Power Is Now. The Power Is Now online radio is an online radio network from which a series of teleconferences are created to empower, inspire, and educate consumers and real estate professionals about changes in the world of real estate, banking, finance, marketing, economics, government, and anything else that can give real estate professionals and consumers the tools they need to be successful. Please tell your friends about The Power Is Now and help them get inspired and learn more about real estate. For questions or comments about The Power Is Now, please email eric.frazier@thepowerisnow.com, or you can contact me by telephone at 800-401-8994, extension 703. I appreciate the wonderful feedback we get about our guests that come on the show and the suggested topics. If you're listening to the show for the first time, please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us on Facebook. Become a member of The Power Is Now Network for free. And on the website and also on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to past shows and take advantage of special discounts to products and services that can help you grow your business. There is value in membership if you're a real estate professional, and membership is free. Well, we're going to take a commercial break, and so this is the final call for listeners. This is a great opportunity to reach out to your fellow agents in the office or your real estate investors that you're working with or consumers you're talking to about buying a home. Call them, text them, email your friends and buddies in the business, and let them know that The Power Is Now is live on blogtalkradio.com/The Power Is Now and thepowerisnow.com. We'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hello, everybody. This is Eric Frazier. I just want to take a minute to tell you about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Did you know that The Power Is Now has programming that takes place every single day? That's right. Every single day, there's a show playing on The Power Is Now. And not just one show, but shows throughout the day, every single day. There's an 8 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show. There's a 12 o'clock show, a 3 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show. We even have a 7 o'clock show every single day, folks. You can catch some great information right here on The Power Is Now. Just go to thepowerisnow.com and click under Live Show. You'll see whatever's playing at that time. You'll hear it right there on The Power Is Now. Whatever is playing throughout the day will be on the live show. And if there's a particular show you want to listen to, just go to the past shows or to the Power Agent Spotlight or the Real Estate Resource or The Power Is Now Breaking News. Folks, The Power Is Now is just jam-packed with great information for real estate professionals and consumers. And I want to encourage you to tune in every day and listen to all the shows. There are over 160 shows that have been recorded on The Power Is Now, all about real estate, empowering real estate agents with information, empowering consumers with information, information that is relevant, information that is current, information that they can use. The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. That's what The Power Is Now is all about. And that's why we have this information playing every single day on The Power Is Now radio. Please go to thepowerisnow.com and like on us. In fact, go to LinkedIn and connect with me, Eric Frazier, and The Power Is Now. We're also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social media. And of course, on Facebook, you could even listen to our podcast on Facebook, because we make sure that we notify those of you who are following us on Facebook every week with the upcoming shows. Well, that's it for now. We hope you'll continue to listen to The Power Is Now and tell others about it. Thank you for listening today on The Power Is Now. And we're back. The Power Agent Spotlight is for real estate agents who stand out as the best of the best in the industry. These are real estate agents with years of experience and top performance. They have it all: professionalism, education, certification, and results. In every industry, there are the leaders and followers, the doers and talkers, the winners and losers, and the real estate industry is no different. The Power Agent Spotlight celebrates the excellence of real estate professionals whose performance and business excellence makes them leaders and role models for all real estate agents everywhere. Once a month, I have been interviewing experienced agents who are very successful and do it all: REO, short sales, standard sales, commercial real estate, even business opportunities. Now, if you are new to real estate and you're performing like a pro already, please give me a call. Exceptions will be made for extraordinary agents who are new in the business. Today, in the spotlight, we're going to hear about Daniel's start in the business, his lessons he has learned over the years, his triumphs and defeats, his tactics and strategies for success. We're going to hear about Daniel's journey in the real estate business and get some real advice on what it takes to make it to the top and to stay on top. So sit back and relax and listen and learn from the best in the business right here on The Power Is Now Online Radio. Welcome, Daniel Spivey, to The Power Is Now Online Radio Agent Spotlight.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I heard so much about this show, and I'm just glad to be a part of it now. And I thank you for inviting me to be on. Love to share with your audience what I've done over the years, and just to hope would inspire some of them.
Well, Daniel, after reading your bio, I am already inspired by what you have done so far. And in addition to just being a real estate professional, to being a community leader in real estate. So, folks, before we engage Daniel completely on his career in this business, let me share with you his bio. Daniel Spivey brings more than 26 years of deep-rooted experience in the real estate industry, a consummate professional, and a keen eye for business opportunities as a broker and owner of Exit Spivey Professional Realty. Located in Baltimore, Maryland metropolitan area, Mr. Spivey and his team of seasoned agents are recognized as one of Ellicott City, Maryland's most trusted real estate companies committed to community building and sustainable home ownership. Mr. Spivey's expectation of excellence and integrity in the real estate profession prompted him to join the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, the nation's oldest minority trade group. It did not take long for Mr. Spivey's leadership ability to surface and position him now as the association's first vice president in line to hold NAREP's highest elected office. Prior to establishing Exit Realty, Exit Spivey Professional Realty, in 2004, Danielle Spivey excelled as a top-selling agent for RE/MAX 100 Real Estate Company, located in Ellicott City. A sales production history placed Mr. Spivey at the top of the brokerage chart, with sales volume averaging $8.5 million annually for many years of the 18 years he worked for the brokerage. Earlier, Mr. Spivey entered the real estate profession with a brief stint at the Baltimore-based Otis Warren Real Estate Company. Along with his business success, Mr. Spivey allotted time to serve his community and his profession. His many awards, citations, and recognitions are testament to professional excellence and community involvement. Mr. Spivey has been the recipient of the NAREF's W. Bill Hamilton Award as Realtors of the Year, recognized by the Baltimore Sun newspaper for providing professional real estate services in adverse neighborhoods, and on another occasion, recognition as one of the top 9 real estate agents in the Baltimore area. Just to name a few of his awards, most notably, he was presented with a citation from U.S. Congressman Elijah Cummings for being the first African-American real estate broker to offer real estate services in Howard County, Maryland, by opening Spivey Professional Real Estate Services, Inc. He has been inducted into the RE/MAX Hall of Fame and into the Platinum Club. Mr. Spivey holds professional memberships in NAREF, Real Estate Brokers of Baltimore, where he served as president and later board chairman, National Association of Realtors, Maryland Association of Realtors, and the Howard Company Association of Realtors. In addition to his civic and professional involvement, Mr. Spivey actively devotes his time and talent and service to New Shiloh Baptist Church. Mr. Spivey resides in the beautiful city of Baltimore metropolitan area. Thank you again, Donnell, for joining us on The Powers Now. What an impressive resume. I'm exhausted after reading it.
That was just words, man.
Well, words are powerful, and they really reflect the great job you've done over the last 26 years in being a top-selling broker and leading real estate associations and, you know, being involved in the community and now on the verge of becoming the president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, the oldest association among the minority trade groups. So, again, congratulations on your success.
Thank you, and I truly have been blessed to have had those accomplishments, and I praise God for them. Thank you.
Well, it's because of him that we live and move and have our very being. Famous favorite saying of most prayer warriors, and truly he has blessed you to achieve all that you have done so far. Speaking of God and his power, you know, one of the traditions we have on this show is to ask all of our guests what the phrase "the power is now" mean to you, and the context as to who you are as a real estate professional, as a community leader, as a father. What does "the power is now" mean to you, Donnell?
Well, when I look at the entire statement, the power is now, certainly power is always available for those that choose to use it. But the ending word "now" is mean that we must act on it now, because it may not be here for you if you don't act on it now. So I think the whole phrase just says you must act now because it's available to you now. And tomorrow it may be available to someone else, but today it's available to you.
That's a great word on "the power is now." You know, they say, and it is believed, and we know this to be a fact if you're a spiritual person, that tomorrow is not promised to us anyway, right? So
right.
We need to take advantage of all that is being provided to us today and act on it. Great "power is now" statement, Donnell, and again, many thanks to you and to your team there and allowing you to get away and do this interview today on the Power Agent Spotlight. So let's dive right into it, Donnell, and talk about your experience as a real estate agent. Have you always been in real estate? Tell us about your beginning. What were you doing before real estate, or were you born into real estate like some have been?
No, I wasn't born into real estate. Actually, my parents were sharecroppers in North Carolina, and I moved to Maryland and started working for Amtrak as a conductor. I've always been a people person, so worked at Amtrak and started investing in real estate, buying houses and flipping and holding on to some rental property. And I saw the commission that the real estate agents that were helping me were earning. So I decided I was going to get my license so that I could earn that portion of the commission, and it would give me more working capital. Shortly after I got my license, Amtrak had a layoff, and I got laid off, and I started selling real estate full-time. Loved it. And I just continued with it.
Oh, what a great story. Now, born from a family of sharecroppers, that, you have to tell me about that. So you weren't but a few generations from slavery.
That's correct. It was tough living. We grew up on a farm, and I got away from there as quickly as I could, right out of high school. But it was all part of God's plan, and I've been blessed ever since.
Now, are you the oldest in the family? How many kids did your parents have?
No, actually, my parents were married for 63 years, and they had 13 kids. And I was number 10. I like to refer to myself as the 10. It was a great family. We never had any need for being lonely because we always had siblings around us. I had a lot of older siblings, so they took part in the rearing of me.
Well, that's great. 13, and you're number 10.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids, man. What did your father do for a living? He was a sharecropper, so he made his money in producing crops, right? What were the crops?
The crops were anything from corn, tobacco, peanuts, cotton. You know, those were the main crops. Soybeans. They did some raising of livestock. In the wintertime, when they weren't farming, it was selling of firewood, so he kept us busy.
How many acres of land are we talking about that he was managing with this?
Probably somewhere around 80 acres.
Wow. That's it. You know, I think that you're probably the first person I've ever met whose parents were sharecroppers, and that's a fascinating story. Does your family still control or own the land today?
Well, the only land that we own today is the home house. We still have the home house that we go back and stay, and we have relatives, of course, that are still in the area. But this is back in North Carolina, and it's great to go back. So I go back home probably 3-4 times a year.
Now, were your parents investors of real estate themselves, or were they, their primary profession was in sharecropping? As you say, what was it that gave you this entrepreneurial spirit, even to leave and to be a conductor for Amtrak? I mean, I'm sure that maybe your parents had some different aspirations for you.
Well, my parents gave me a lot of love and taught me to love others and taught me to build relationships. They didn't have the entrepreneurship of owning real estate. And the motivation that I got from my brother to move from North Carolina was what got me started in real estate and just even thinking about it. Even though when I was 12 years old, me and some of the neighbors would always play Monopoly. Little did I know at that time that it would lead me into a real estate career.
Wow, what a great story. Monopoly. So, you know, no one's going to let you live that down.
It's so funny that you say that. One of the articles that was done by the local paper here had me standing on a Monopoly board.
So I take it you were pretty good. I'm always going bankrupt in Monopoly.
Now, it's one of my favorite games, and I love it, and I do quite well with it.
Well, you got your start. You got some skills, if you will. You developed some skills playing Monopoly and being motivated by your brother, your older brother. What did he do for a living?
Well, actually, he started at Amtrak as well. And for the life of me, I don't know what prompted me to do this, but I said it was three of us living together. So I suggested to them, I said, why don't we buy a house, because we were renting at the time. And this is at a time that I was 23 years old, and they were older than me. So they listened to me, and we all three of us brought a house together and lived there together until we went our separate ways in terms of getting married or moving on. And then we started investing in real estate. And
wow.
So we invested in real estate and at Amtrak. And then, like I said, I got laid off from there and went right into real estate sales. At the time, I was married to my wife, and we had three kids. And she thought it was the craziest thing for me to go from a career at Amtrak, which is like a salary position, to straight commission as a real estate agent. So we had a lot of discussion around that move.
I bet you did. Most women want their husbands to have some stability because it represents security. And I can imagine, especially, too, was she aware of your Monopoly expertise?
Well, yeah, because I've always played Monopoly, so she's aware of it. But, you know, it's just that, I guess, the comfort level of just having to depend on strictly commission.
Sure. She was saying, now, Donnell, that's a game. This is real life now.
Yeah.
So talk about the income. I mean, you were getting salary. How much were you making when you were working at Amtrak? And did you actually exceed your income your first year as a commissioned salesperson?
Well, the actual first year, I was working part-time. So I worked Amtrak and sold real estate.
Okay.
But the first year, the full year that I worked at Amtrak, I mean, that I worked as a real estate agent, I exceeded the income that I was working at Amtrak.
Your first full year. Wow.
Yeah. For real estate, for me, and I know it's not always that case for everyone, I guess it's just part of being blessed. For real estate, for me, it was just initially it came easy. I'm a very family-oriented person, and my first transaction was with my brother, so that was my first sale.
Well, we call that the warm market, right? And that's what most agents should do, is seek out opportunities within their own family and relatives. That's, I often wonder if people in sales do that. I know in multi-level sales, they teach you to do that. For those of you who may have gone
right
down that track, to go to family and friends first. And so you did that in real estate. And what was your first transaction? Was it a single family? Was it a multi-family property? What was it?
Well, I worked in a small brokerage, and this is an African-American brokerage. And at that time, this was in 1985, this transaction was $110,000. That was large for then. It was my first sale. But I do have to contribute a lot of my success to a lady that worked at the brokerage, who was my trainer and taught me a lot about real estate initially.
What was her name? Do you remember?
Gail Briscoe.
Right.
I remember.
Is Gail still around selling real estate? Is she still with the same firm?
She's not at the same firm, but she's still around, and we are in touch quite frequently because she's a minister now, and so we see each other in church. We're not at the same church, but we see each other. My brothers and relatives, members of her church. So when I visit there, I see her and see her at real estate functions. So we're very close, and I'm still very appreciative of her help.
So where did she help you the most? As you look back on your career, and you said it came easy for you because of your personality, I guess, and people skills. And I guess you should probably have pretty strong people skills, being number 10 in a family of 13.
Yeah, you got to.
Got to have some skills in talking and working with people. But where do you think the greatest impact on your training came from, or how did she impact your training, better way I should say, and how did she impact your training and development? What was the area in which you needed the most help and she contributed to that?
It was the structure that she put in place. I mean, she would put structure in place that would tell me down to the words, what should I say at this point? I remember one other transaction that I had initially outside of my brother's transaction, and she would say, you need to preview the houses before you go out and show them to people. So I did that. And she said, now you show them the worst house first and say the best for last. I did that. And then she said, when you know that this is the house that they're going to buy, you tell them before you get there that now I'm going to take you to the house that you're going to buy. I did that. And it happened just like that. So she was very detail-oriented. You know, I had the people skills, but I didn't have that detailed structure of how to get to that settlement table. And I'm still in contact with those buyers that bought that house today, and this happened in 1985.
Oh, that's great. Talk about your database management for a minute. The fact that you're still in contact with people you sold a home to in 1985 says you must have one incredible database to communicate with them. What do you do to stay in contact with your clients?
Well, I do some common stuff. I send out a newsletter, monthly newsletter. I send out calendars annually. This year, I sent out 1,400 calendars. I also do an annual cookout, and I invite all of my present and past clients to this annual cookout. So my annual cookout is always on Memorial Day weekend, and we probably have 200 to 250 people there during the course of the day.
Now, are you actually doing the cooking, or are you having this a catered event?
It's not a catered event, and they've been telling me to do a catered event, but I feel it would take away from it. I'm also a very good cook. So a lot of the food I cook the night or the day before, or prepare it the night or the day before, and then my family helped me with cooking during the event. I have one chef that works with me to sort of manage that whole piece, but other than that, that's how the cooking is done. And we not only just have hamburgers and hot dogs, we have bear and beer and, you know, so we get a little
Did you say bear?
Bear.
Bear and deer?
Yeah, and the common stuff, the fish, the chicken, the barbecue. It's a great event.
Wow.
And
everybody sends out newsletters. Everybody does calendars. But I don't think everybody does cookouts like that, especially with the kinds of meat you're talking about. So that has to be the talk of the town every year. You do that in the summertime, or when do you do the cookout?
It's Memorial Day weekend in the summertime. And
okay.
Believe it or not, I have so many people that will call me as a referral and says, because they can only come as their clients. I want to buy a house so I can get to come to that cookout that I hear about.
That's great. You had some great training, and she gave you step-by-step instructions on how to close a transaction. Talk about some of your challenging experiences as you left the nest and, you know, you were originating, but, you know, working with buyers and trying to close on sales. What were some of the challenges that you faced because of your either inexperience or just getting started in the business?
Well, I think the first challenge for me was I've always been an aggressive person in terms of doing what I want to do and what I need to do to be successful. And when I was at the first company, there was a lady there that's, you know, I got ambitious and, you know, first sale came quick. It was a large one. So I said, you know, everything then was being a $1 million agent. So I said to her, you know, I want to do $1 million in business my first year. And she said, oh, you can't do that. That was a turnoff. And she was a very important person within the company. So got a little irritated behind that and had just completed a transaction with a lady that worked at RE/MAX. And she invited me to look at the RE/MAX plan because she was very, very helpful, very, very professional. So I sat and talked with her, and she introduced me to her broker, and they both convinced me to go to RE/MAX. And I did. And that was the real change of my career because that person and I became very close. At the end of the day, I won't say every day, but a lot of times we would just share our experiences for that day. And she would tell me how she would have handled it, and I would do the same for her. And it just went on and on and on for a long time. So I would say to any of your listening audience that they need to find someone like that that they can connect with and be a coach and be a cheerleader and be a corrector for them as they go and throughout their career, because Pat Davis was the person that was that for me.
So she was a mentor as well as a coach as well as just a buddy,
mm-hmm.
which you could talk about your experiences and get some further insight as to what you can do better or differently.
Yeah, she probably was in the business at that time about 10 years. So one of the things that real estate agents look at and they try to promote, because back then they were doing a lot of newspaper articles and real estate books, and you'd read the books and they talk about agent. Yeah, we've been in the business 10 years and we did this, that, or the other. We've been around and we sold this number of houses. So what does a brand new agent like mine say to draw the interest of prospective buyers and sellers? I came up with the phrase that I could give them the best service that they can get from anywhere. Couldn't use my years of in business, but that's
right.
What I used, and it worked.
You can provide them the best service that they can get anywhere. That was your pitch.
That was my pitch.
So how did you live up to that?
Very well. I have been so tremendously blessed throughout the industry. If you were to pick up the phone and call Ellicott City, Maryland, or Baltimore, Maryland, and ask about Donnell Spivey, if it's anyone that's been around for any time, that could be a testament for my honesty and my work ethics. Yeah, it was tremendous.
Well, I think that's the foundation to any successful agent is, you know, being honest and having a very strong work ethic. And clearly you have demonstrated that over the years. Let's talk about, you know, what that means, though, in practical terms, some of your strategies and tactics for success. I asked, how did you live up to providing great customer service? What were some of the things that you did and do currently for your clients that epitomizes, you know, great service? And then kind of share with our audience some of the tactics that you're doing right now, some of your strategies and tactics for success.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that my philosophy has always been that if I can help a seller or a buyer obtain their goal, then I would be successful as a result of it. And so I then made my focus to see exactly what their needs were. I would always do my buyer interview and bring them into the office, sit down, discuss what they need, get them pre-approved before going out looking at a house. And with the sellers, well, let me back up a minute, with the buyers into it. So my job was to try to find the best financing for them. If they were first-time home buyers, then find out if there was any programs that are out there that would help them or that they could take advantage of. I always had a list of lenders in the pipeline that I thought could help and work comfortably with the particular buyer, because everybody's personality is not the same. And one lender can't provide a buyer, every buyer, with their needs. So I would have several lenders that I'd work with, and depending on what that buyer's needs was, then I could, you know, suggest that they use this particular lender. So that's how I handled the buyers. And the sellers, which is more of my strength, is I would teach them, show them what they need to do to get their home prepared for the market. Walk through them step by step, communicate with them through, that time is just mail and phone calls, of course, how to prepare their home for sale from the curve to the back deck. And those were key success to getting their home sold. A lot of times you got resistance. They want to know, why should I paint when I'm moving and the person that's coming behind me is probably going to paint anyway? So they didn't understand that. But the one key thing that I would tell them is that a buyer buys what they can see. And well-kept home says that to a buyer that you've maintained this property. And that's what most buyers would want to see, is property that's been maintained by the owner. So it would be less chance of them running into unforeseen issues down the road. So that was my philosophy.
Tell me about your experience and your transition from being an independent agent working for a broker, making a leap to purchase your own franchise and start your own company. What was the catalyst to making that move?
Well, I have always wanted to own a bunch of real estate companies, and that's been my dream. I did go through a divorce and gave me some setback with that. But shortly after that was resolved, the Lord blessed me with opening this brokerage. One of the things that helped to excel me was the recognition that I was getting within the community. The other thing that helped me was that I just didn't settle for selling in an area where it was just African American. I always went to areas that I thought were more of an upscale area, if you will. Not that I didn't sell in those areas, but I always seeked out the areas that were higher price houses, if you will. I actually received an award once from the Sun paper, the Baltimore Sun, that says Black Agent on White Turf. That was the title of the article.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. I still have it.
Wow. You know, Donnell, you've got to send me a copy of that, a JPEG. I'm going to post this up for our audience to see. What was the environment like during that time with race relations and selling real estate? I know out here in California, African-Americans weren't able to participate in some boards because of, you know, racial tensions.
When I first got my license, I was in an area that was majority, I'd say 50-50, African-American and white or other, if you will. So as I excelled and went to RE/MAX, my office was located in an area called Ellicott City, Maryland. And by the way, Ellicott City is voted the number three places in all of America to live.
Really?
And that was 2 years in a row. It was voted number three as being the most desirable area to live. I've worked in Ellicott City since from 86 to present, and my office is in Ellicott City, okay? So the majority of the areas that are neighboring here were more of the upscale area. Of course, this area is an upscale area. So with that in mind, I said, I need to put my office here. You know, you talk about life has its challenges. You know, this area is probably 1% African American, and most of the agents in my office at RE/MAX were white agents or other.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, okay, I'm going to open my office here. And I thought maybe some of those agents would follow me. That didn't happen. That didn't happen, okay? I had to but most of the agents that I have there are African-American agents.
Really?
Yes.
So not one Caucasian agent in your office?
Oh, yeah, there are, but the majority of them are African-Americans.
I see.
But none of the ones that I was working with at RE/MAX would come here.
I see.
So those are some setbacks and some things that you experienced that are not on the positive side.
Sure.
But I'm still blessed.
So you started your office in Elkhart. What was it like in your first year? Most businesses, it takes 2 or 3 years to hang on before they're kind of somewhat stable and they know they're going to make it. Did you have any thoughts of maybe going back to being just an independent agent working for a broker during that time? Or was it just, were you just hitting the mark and making it happen?
Well, when I opened my brokerage, it was at the heat of the market. I opened in 2004.
Okay.
So the market was hot. So, you know, you could just be breathing. And you know, you could go out and sell some real estate.
Right.
And now it's just totally opposite. And what happened is a lot of the agents got lazy.
Right.
And they didn't work for the business because right now most of my businesses come from referrals.
Mm-hmm. So talk about the success of your business right now. How many agents do you have working for you? What are the numbers? Can you share with us the numbers your team closed in 2012, if you have those yet?
I don't have those numbers yet, but at the height of my brokerage, I had 35 agents, and now I'm down to like 14.
And so what are your goals for 2013? What do you plan to do in terms of units and closed transactions?
Well, I first have to get my agents back up to around 25.
Okay.
That's where I would be comfortable with 25 producing agents, not just names.
Right.
But 25 producing agents. And at the 25 producing agents, they each need to do a minimum $3 million per agent.
Okay. That's about $75 million then.
Yes.
So what are you doing to recruit those
agents? Today was my first day with my hit list for my agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually stopped my hit list to get on this call with you.
So you have a hit list of agents that you're going to be contacting to join your firm.
Right. I started it this afternoon after 5, after the staff had gone home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one appointment already scheduled for Monday.
So how much time do you, as a broker owner, devote to recruiting? Do you do it on a daily basis or a weekly basis?
No, that's been my downfall is recruiting. Exit has very good model that's good with recruiting as well as retention of agents because they have the residual income piece. And as a result of it, I think it's got me lazy because the agents before were coming because of the residual, the training, and the just the program that Exit offers. And I sort of gotten lazy, and so I made a commitment last year that beginning of this year that I was going to get back in the recruiting mode.
What do you do for your agents that perhaps other companies don't do? I mean, outside of the brand of Exit, whatever that value, you know, proposition represents, you know, ultimately they work for you, the broker. What do you do? What's your value proposition? Why should I work for you as a real estate agent?
Well, in addition to the training that Exit offer,
mm-hmm.
I offer them the same thing that Gail Briscoe offered me when I first got my real estate license. I offer them the training right here in the office that we have classes, workshops on any given topic, be it from listings or working with buyers or whatever they may need. I do that training personally myself. In addition to that, I offer coaching to the agents that want to take advantage of it, if you will. Also, there's the other monetary stuff is actually has a great commission split. We start them off at 70-30 in terms of commission split. That's great. Also, give them first order of business cards, pay for their announcements when they transfer or start, pay for their E&O insurance, and just be here for them as a support to them. So they would have my cell phone number, and they can call me at any time with any questions or issues that they may have. So with 27 years of experience, you've heard a lot. Not that you've heard everything or seen everything.
Sure.
So that's what I bring to the table for them.
Well, it sounds like what agents need, someone to truly mentor them, to be accessible to them as they are striving to, you know, get sellers and represent buyers and make money in real estate. Folks, we are listening to Donnell Spivey, broker, owner, Exit Spivey Professional Realty, and the kind of support that he provides to his agents and really about his story in real estate. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to hear his plans for the future and get his advice and words of encouragement for those agents who are just getting started in the business or those who perhaps have been at it a while and they're discouraged and ready to give up. Don't give up. We'll be right back with Donnell Spivey.
Everybody, this is Eric Frazier. Please go to thepowerisnow.com website, and there you'll find all of the past shows. In fact, on the menu bar, you'll see radio, and you click on radio, you'll see live show. And in that section of the website, anything that's playing throughout the day will play under live show. If there's a particular show you're looking for that is played some time ago, just go to past shows, and you'll be able to listen to all the past shows, and not quite all of them, but most of the past shows on The Power Is Now. Folks, we've done over 160 shows. Can you believe that? Since August 20th, 2009, The Power Is Now has been bringing great programming every single week. We have The Power Is Now Breaking News, in which we have experts in the field break down the headline news in real estate. We have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, where we bring experts in real estate to talk about opportunities in real estate, strategies for real estate professionals, information they can use to grow their business. And then we have The Power Is Now University, which is typically professors, economists, tax experts, anybody who can provide information that we can use in our household or in dealing with financial related challenges or just educating us to make better decisions. The Power Is Now University. It's a great tool for both real estate professionals and consumers. So we have The Power Is Now Breaking News, and we have The Power Is Now Real Estate Resource, and we have The Power Is Now University. Well, lastly, we have The Power Is Now Agent Spotlight. And I tell you, I really enjoy that program. It's because we bring on the very best in the business. Top agents come on the show, and they're willing to share all of their secrets, their success, their story, and how they made it to the top. Folks, we have had some great Power Agent Spotlight programs or shows. I encourage you to listen to them right there on The Power Is Now. Thank you for tuning in today on The Power Is Now. Continue to listen and continue to tell others about the great things that are happening on The Power Is Now. Like on us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Active Ring. We're all over the social media because we're trying to keep you informed and let you know about great opportunities to learn right here on The Power Is Now and absolutely for free. Thank you for joining us today on The Power Is Now.
Back with Donnell Spivey, broker extraordinaire with the Exit Spivey Professional Realty, and he's been doing a great job sharing with us his life experience in selling real estate. And Donnell, I'm impressed by your background so far and what you've been able to achieve. Share with our audience what you think the future looks like for real estate. What are your plans for the future? In the past, a lot of agents have been pursuing REO accounts and trying to do short sales and trying to diversify. Are you diversified, and what are you doing to prepare for the opportunities in 2013?
Well, I think that as I look at the landscape of real estate and where we've been and what I'm hearing coming down the pipeline, that the agents need to focus on getting back to basic in terms of regular real estate transactions. I know, as I did, you know, you make adjustments based on the market. And for the longest time, I would not do REO properties. But as the market changed, I did, too, get into selling REO. So I have an REO account, just one account, that I've done and have maintained it and done it quite well. It just wasn't an area that I was interested in initially. Mm-hmm. I love the touching, the feeling of working with homeowners and buyers. And with REO account, you don't get that. My focus this year is not to give up the REO account, but get back to basic. I did. I mean, this is just the best start that I had in terms of being focused in a long time. I mean, today is January the 3rd, and already I've sent out calendars, I've sent out newsletters, and I sent out like 3,600 postcards to different neighborhoods that I want to get listings out of. So this year alone has been a great start. I've talked to a focus partner just to work together and so that we both can be focused on our goals, and everybody needs that because sometimes you get lazy. I get lazy. I get tired. But if you get a partner, it can help you stay focused. So those are my goals for 2013, is to grow my regular business. And we all heard the story that REOs are drying up and short sales is taking over. I'll be glad when it all dries up and we get back to a regular real estate market.
So what is your advice to agents who are just getting started?
They're just getting started. Make sure that they're with someone, working with someone that care about their success. That's the number one goal, and not just someone to see, want you to go out and earn a commission so that that brokerage can get some money as a result of it. Make sure they care about your success, and then get coach or get a mentor to work with you and grow your business and tell and teach you what they've done to become successful. And when they give you those advice, make sure you follow it, because giving you the advice, as I do for some of the agents here, and don't follow it, you get the same results that people that didn't even listen to the advice get, zero. And I know that there are a lot of companies out there that are offering 100% commission and all of that, but 100% of zero is still zero. You need to get with a company that you're comfortable with. One of the things that I thought helped me was that I started with a small company and a small family-oriented company. I'll tell you, there's another story behind that, why I started with that company, Eric, was because I was actually cleaning their carpet before I became an agent there.
Now, how is that?
You do what you got to do, you know. And I started a carpet cleaning business, and they hired me to clean their carpet, and that's how I got to start at that particular company, get your license.
So do you still have that carpet cleaning business?
No. Yeah. NARAB helped kill that.
So, but obviously, you know, you picked up something to do on the side so that you could devote your full-time efforts to the selling real estate during the day, right? I mean, when was this carpet cleaning activity taking place? At night?
Yes.
A lot of agents are doing something on the side. But do you recommend that? Or, I mean, thinking back on it now, do you wish you had not have done that and just put in more effort in what you were doing? Or was it a necessary strategy to stay in the game?
The carpet cleaning was before I got my license.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought this would occur while you had a license.
The carpet was before I got my license.
Okay, that was before you got your license. All right.
Yeah.
And so you were cleaning carpets for this real estate company, and did they solicit you or did you inquire?
They actually solicited me, and the one of the person that solicited me to get my license, he left that firm and started working as a loan officer at a mortgage company.
I see.
So he actually became one of the persons that I would use to do my mortgages for my buyer's loans.
So are you mostly a buyer's agent or a listing agent? It sounds like sounds like you're definitely doing both, but what would you say you do more of, representing buyers or listing?
No, I'm definitely a listing agent.
Definitely a listing agent.
Definitely. One of the things that's hardest for me right now is transitioning from doing the amount of activity that I was and going into being the president of NARAB, is handing off some of those referrals is hard for me.
Those are relationships, and you want to ensure that they are being handled properly.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you have a great team, and being the kind of broker you are and the kind of support you provide, it doesn't sound like you're going to be too far away.
Yeah,
so what's your advice for agents who have become discouraged and ready to give up?
Well, it depends on why they become discouraged. If they become discouraged because they're not making the money that they wanted to make, then I say maybe they're not in the business that they need to be in. You have to have the passion and the will and the desire to help others in order to be a successful real estate agent. You can't get in and just say, I'm only going to work it if I make X number of dollars from this transaction. I actually had a brother from church who had to sell his mother's house. It was I don't know, it was probably a $30,000 transaction. And he approached me about it. He said, well, you know, you can get one of your team members to help me with this, you know, because, you know, he knew the type of person I was.
Right.
I said, no, I will take care of it myself. And so I took care of the transaction. And that's the hard part about me, is giving some of those referrals away to agents, not because I'm afraid of giving the business away, but I just need to make sure that they're taken care of. And I had to look at this brother every Sunday in church.
Wow. Well, customer service is everything. You've got to take care of your clients so they won't come back, right?
That's correct.
Well, Danielle, this has been a very encouraging and inspiring conversation. Congratulations on your success so far, and I hope that you get back to 35 agents and you achieve $75 million in production this year. We want to have you back in 2014 and ask you what happened. And hopefully you'll tell me that you not only hit the goal, but you blew the goals out the water. Now, it may be a little bit more challenging for you as you get more involved with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers as president, and this is really going to test your time management skills, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I encourage each one of your listeners to be a part of NARAB. I will be installed as the 28th president of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers in Denver, August the 7th in Denver, 2013. I'd like for all of you to be present at that event.
Well, I certainly will be there, and you have our support as president of the Orange County chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. We will support you as we have supported our current president, and we'll be there in force to witness your inauguration.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So any final words or comments for our listening audience before we end this great Power Agent Spotlight? And welcome to the club now. You are a Power Agent on the Powers Now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What an honor. I've heard so much about this radio show. You wouldn't believe it, but I feel honored to be a part of it. And one last comment to your listening audience. If you really want a real estate career as you work with regular buyers, this has nothing to do with REO or short sales per se, but you just want to make the connection, build a relationship. One of the things that I did and I failed to talk about was whenever I work with someone, I let them know that I was going to be their family realtor for life, okay? So this was from day one. There was one particular family that had 9 kids in it and a host of cousins. They had other people within that family that were real estate agents, but that whole family would come to me for their real estate needs.
Wow. So they lived up to it, to what you asked of, and that is to be their realtor, their family realtor for life.
Yeah. Well, I say realtor, but at that time it was realtor, but now it's realtor and realtist.
That's right.
Because the National Association of Real Estate Brokers are made up of realtist.
That's right. So you're their realtor and realtist for life. I think we should ask of our clients, especially if you're doing a great job, for their loyalty and their commitment and to make you a part of their family, their business family, for real estate needs.
Yeah,
well, that's a great segue to closing out this call. Folks, we've just been talking to Danielle Spivey, who is a broker owner, Exit Spivey Professional Realty, and he is an extraordinary person who is soon to be taking the helm of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers as president. And he's leading a successful team and has been doing real estate for 26 years. If you want to reach out to him directly, please do so. His information is on the webpage and also on the flyer you may have received. And I'm sure he'll be happy to talk to you directly and to coach you over the phone over some decisions you may need to make in your business or some great advice on how to grow your business as a real estate professional. Danielle, continue success in 2013. Thank you for being on The Power Is Now. Folks, for those of you who are new to The Power Is Now, please become a member of The Power Is Now Network. It's free. Go to thepowersnow.com. Also, like on us on Facebook and connect with me on LinkedIn. And continue to listen to The Power Is Now each and every week as we bring people like Danielle to our audience to educate, to inspire, to inform, to provide great information. If you are a consumer and you're in the Baltimore, Maryland, or Elkhart, Maryland area, please look up Donnell Spivey, or just contact him directly. His information is on the show page of the website and on the flyer. And we encourage you to not only work with Donnell Spivey as a real estate professional. You've heard about his career, how he got started, and how he values relationship and how he values customer service. Well, he is in a list of people that are on the Powers Now website. If you are in need of a real estate professional, doesn't matter where you're at, anywhere in 50 states, please go to thepowerisnow.com, and in the menu bar at the top, you'll see VIP agent. Right now, there's about 10 or 12 agents on that, but we are taking everyone through a rigorous process. These are agents that I know personally or have been referred to me and have incredible credentials, outstanding track record in selling real estate and providing great customer service, and I am endorsing them. I am recommending them. So there are about 10 or 12 agents on the site right now in various areas throughout the United States. If you're in need of selling your home or buying a home, please consider a VIP agent first before you talk to anyone. And I promise you will not be disappointed. Well, that's a wrap of the Power Is Now online radio special edition Power Agent Spotlight. This show would not be possible without the support of the Power team, beginning with Deidre Davey, who is a relationship manager of the Power Is Now, and I don't know what I would do without her. She schedules all the guests and helps me with just about every aspect of the Power Is Now. Also, Slavi Pekov. He's our sound and music engineer. He definitely covers me and all the mistakes I make each and every week on these live broadcasts. And then Local Desire creates our flyers, and Goldie Ponce, who's our media manager. She is developing and maintaining the website that you see. So as you can see, there's a lot of people involved with the Power Is Now. I even have backup hosts. My daughters, Erica and Brianna Fraser Cannon, back me up as hosts from time to time and call screeners. That's the Power Is Now team. I appreciate them so much for the support they provide this show, and I appreciate you as listeners for joining us each and every week right here on The Power Is Now. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Thank you for joining The Power Is Now. Have an awesome day. See you soon.